Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for CEO Exclusive, brought to you by Annona Enterprises.
Awesome. So we're here at the Executive Summit brought to you by Vistage in at the Cobb Galleria in Atlanta. And now we're going to talk to Steve Shirabura, who has a company that makes cell phones that you can drop, that won't crack, that you could put them in water, you can practically run over them and they won't break. So Steve, tell us a little bit about your company and what brought you to the Vistage event this morning.
So RugGear makes highly rugged and waterproof cell phones. I'm sure most people have had a phone at some point that they've dropped or lost, dropped in some way and had the screen crack. I know personally for my non-RugGear phones, I probably replaced 5 or 6 screens, and I'm sure most people are out there like that as well. About 19% of people at some point have dropped their phone in the toilet.
That's embarrassing.
It is, but it's surprisingly common, and we all make that kind of mistake. Well, the phone.
That'll teach you for trying to speak on the phone while you're in the bathroom.
It's more common with women than with men. So. Anyway, the point is that we are so wedded to our technology and wedded to having a phone. It's a very personal thing, but you don't always spend your time in life surrounded by pillows or in nice comfy pockets. Life is complicated. You get caught in the rain. You drop it on, you have concrete, you drop it out of your car, that type of thing. And so the line of phones that we have are fantastic for being able to be still extraordinarily useful. Great display, feels great in your hand, but they also are a lot more rugged, and so you don't have to worry about having them break.
Great. So tell us a little bit about what brought you to the Vistage event today. Why did you take time out of your very, very busy schedule to spend the time coming to Vistage?
Primarily because it's a great, the word networking sounds trite, but the reality is that when you are in high school and in college, it's very easy to make friends and have people to talk to where you have issues and you can have a personal one-on-one conversation. As you get to be an adult and you get into the business world, it's a lot more difficult. It's difficult to do it with employees because there's a boss-subordinate relationship there, and you really need peers to be able to bounce ideas off of. And that's one of the things that attracted me to Vista, is because it's a great opportunity to find people that are equally bright, equally ambitious, and to be able to have those kind of conversations you can't have elsewhere. It's actually, as you get further on in life, having those close connections is something that's very, very desirable.
Yeah, and so as you're thinking about your business and some of the things that you want to try to get out of today in terms of what you want to learn and what you want to bring back to your business, what are some of the things that you would like to bring back to your business out of today?
What I find every time I come to an event, the best thing that I get is the ability to step away from my day-to-day job and step away from my day-to-day job and get a chance to talk to other people, hear what they do, and talk to very, very bright people that have different ideas. I always come away from a Vistage event with some new idea that I hadn't considered. And I know, again, I know that sounds trite, but the reality is that it forces you to expand your thinking. They're not always great ideas, but what you do get is you do get a chance to think about it, and it has turned into some really interesting situations for me that I otherwise just wouldn't have thought of. Plus, it's also a chance for, I've had a couple of situations that have come up where it's a chance for me to commiserate over a problem that I've had, whether it's been with an employee or a business situation, and find out that I'm not alone, that there's a lot of other people that are dealing with this exact same environment, or I'm sorry, this exact same situation. It's something that can help me think through on how to do it.
Well, the theme of today's event is leading with 2020 vision, and we're looking at what's next over the next 5 years for business in general, and then for your business. So talk to us a little bit about some of the challenges that you're facing and what you expect over the next 5 years at RugGear.
Well, the cell phone business is interesting. It is in world history, there has never been more of any other consumer product that's been sold than a cell phone. Currently, about two-thirds of the U.S., two-thirds of the world population has a phone.
Wow.
And the average phone turns over. People change their phones out an average of about every 21 months. That's a combination of losing them and breaking them for non-ruggier phones, and then also for obsolescence. And so there are 2 million cell phones sold every single day around the world. And it's just a crazy, crazy situation. And so the nature of this business is that you're always looking for faster, more bandwidth, cheaper, more powerful, better screen. You know, it's always the technology leaps are always there. Where in terms of the next 5 years, where it's going to get interesting is there's a competition with the big guys such as Apple and then, you know, you've got HTC and
Samsung.
Samsung, exactly. Thank you. But there's always room for niche players because a lot of these niche products are very, very useful. I like where we are because we fit a market where people the technology boosts that are coming, and so Apple had an advantage for a long time because they have a terrific operating system and they have a user interface that's fantastic. But the Android world is catching up to that, and so for people that want something more than what they can get in certain areas, in our case, it's the, you know, if you work or play outside, it's very, very difficult to have a delicate, trendy product that can break at the drop of a hat.
Yeah, my cell phone already has a hairline crack in it.
I'm sure. How many? Here's the question for you: how many times have you had to replace the screen on one of your cell phone or a tablet device?
This is the third one. So my last phone, I cracked the screen, and the one before that, I dropped it in water.
Now, was it in a toilet?
No, it wasn't. I was actually, well, it didn't technically drop it in water. I used it at the gym, and then, you know, I sweat a lot.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so.
So that happens.
Sweated out my phone.
Exactly. So
more information than listeners probably wanted.
That's fine. So it's, but if you think about it, that's normal human behavior. I mean, we live our lives, right? And part of the problem is that, you know, if you walk around now, you'll see people in the cell phone hunch all the time. They don't talk to anybody else anymore. It's especially bad with teenagers. But the reality is that cell phones have become such a close part of our lives, and it's become such a deeply personal thing. But the reality is that we all live lives, and we go to the gym, and we get caught in the rain, and we get out of our car and don't quite put it exactly in our purse or in our pocket the right way, and it falls out and hits the pavement. I mean, these things happen. So you've had 3 phones that you've had some kind of damage to. I've had 5 plus twice with my iPad. So it's normal. And so this is the kind of thing that has to, that for a certain percentage of people, especially companies or people that work or play out, people that work outside or people that play outside, it's a really good situation for them.
So does your phone work? It operates on the Android?
Correct.
Okay. And so where is your phone manufactured?
In a factory right down the street from where all the iPhones are made. There's actually one city in China where something like one-third of all cell phones are made.
Oh.
It's actually just outside of Hong Kong, a place called Shenzhen, China. Mm-hmm.
And so your cell phones, you know, if you drop them, they don't crack, or if you put them in water, they don't get the water in them. How does that actually work?
Great. So there's two aspects to it. There's the impact and there's the waterproofiness, for want of a better term. We'll talk about the impact first. So the way it has to do with the way the phone is designed. First off, it uses a different kind of glass on the cover. Second of all, the housing of the phone is shaped a certain way, and the board inside is protected a certain way that makes it a lot more impact resistant. If you run over it with a tractor, it's probably going to break anyway, but the reality is that in the vast majority of cases, when you drop an iPhone or if you drop a Samsung phone, it'll break, and in this case it won't. So it's meant for general rough usage. But if you drop it out of an airplane from 30,000 feet, it's probably going to break. In terms of the water situation, you actually have to design it from scratch, and you design it with the ability to have rubber gaskets in the areas that are key. And those rubber and so when the phone is made, there are rubber gaskets. And even when you plug the phone in, you've got a you have to have a USB port to power it up. The USB port, the USB plug, is has waterproof seals on it. I know
wow.
We're on radio, but I'll show you here real quick.
Yeah, you're pulling it out.
So you can see that there's see the rubber seals right there.
Yeah.
And they plug right in, and so you charge the phone up there.
And so water doesn't get in there?
Well, when it's open, it does. But when you close it up like that, it doesn't. And so you just push it down like that, and it's good.
And so what about the cell phone service? What cell phone providers, and how does that work?
It works with any GSM device, any GSM provider. So that's about 80% of the world's cell phones are done on GSM. The other technology is called CDMA, and so in the United States, in Canada, it's with all of the big three, and in the United States, the biggest providers would be AT&T or T-Mobile. Right now, it doesn't work with Sprint and Verizon, but it will soon when they change their technology over.
And so how are you competing with large cell phone companies like AT&T and Sprint and the companies that are selling the phones? Like, how do you actually go to market?
Well, we wouldn't compete with AT&T and Sprint. We would work with them because they would actually... But our competitors would be Apple...
The cell phone manufacturers.
Cell phone manufacturers, that's right. So it's difficult because we have to get... Cell phones are such a personal device. People sleep with them. People take them to the bathroom. I mean, it's extraordinarily personal device. And so it's very difficult to sell it without actually having people see it and touch it. So we have to get out to shows. We have to get out some people will buy it sight unseen, but the vast majority of people want to be able to touch it, even if it's only for 5 or 10 seconds, to be able to make a determination it feels good. So if I gave you this, for example, I'm giving one to Soini right now.
Feels heavy. It's heavy.
It's a heavy phone because it's and so but you have so this is a different one. And that one is a little bit different, but that's more rugged. This particular device is a floating phone, so if you're on a boat, if you're a boater, that this one is called the Mariner. That one's very light, but it in all these cases, I can tell you right now that if for our audience, when you go buy a cell phone, you touch it and you feel it and you want to have a certain personal connection to it, it's the same deal. You'll make a judgment very quickly on it, but you have to have it. And so we need to get out there and get people to be touching it. So we go to shows and that type of thing.
And your target market are like people, sports enthusiasts, people in construction. Who is it that would actually want a rug gear phone?
It's two big groups. One is people that work in rugged environments, and that would be, so you mentioned construction. So there's a series of markets. It would be construction, oil and gas, transportation, farming, fishing, forestry, people like that, that are police officers, military, that type of thing, where you're out mostly outside and you're working, and so you have to have a phone for work. The second group would be people that play outside. So that would be hikers, hunters, fishermen, boaters, that type of thing. The vast majority of them would be hunting and camping and fishing. It'd be the big three. But you could get into things like even surfers, skiers, that type of thing would be able to use this as well. In some cases, people use it as their primary phone. The people that play outside, they use it as their primary phone. In a lot of cases, they use it as a secondary phone that they use so that they have one phone and they use this phone when they're out doing their thing.
So final question for you is, are you a Vistage member right now?
I am not.
Okay, so you're looking at Vistage.
That's right. I'm evaluating you right now.
You're evaluating me right now.
And you too, Rob.
I'm very interested to...
Impress me.
Yeah. I'm interested to know, what you think, what's the biggest or, kind of challenge that you're going to bring to your Vistage experience? Or, as you're looking at today, what lens are you viewing it through? Like, I want to work on, this particular thing or whatever.
Well, the biggest challenge that we struggle with as a small business is, as I mentioned before, is that we need to get our devices in the hands of people and let them evaluate them. And we're a small company. We're, as most companies are, we're undercapitalized. And so we need to figure out the most cost-effective way to get people to evaluate the device and to be able to make that decision. And so ultimately, that's what I'm trying to accomplish in my business, is to figure that out. And I'm here at Vistage to be able to talk to people, find out what they're doing, and try to pick up ideas and tips to be able to accomplish what we're trying to accomplish as well.
Very good. Well, I hope you have a great day. And I know that Vistage will definitely help you get the answer to that question as you bring that to the various chairs and the other members here. So
thanks,
good
Sonya.
Luck.
Thanks.
Thanks for a great day.
Bye-bye.
A great interview.
This show is brought to you by Annona Enterprises, where strategy is your access to money and performance. Learn more at annonaenterprises.com.